Let's choose the way of life. Amen. Okay, does everyone have their outlines? Have their Bibles? Have something to write with? Okay, we'll get to use those things today. So I'd like to start by introducing myself. My name is Mark Uy, and I meet with the church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's in the Boston area. And I was considering, you know, in the past year, with the different ones that I hadn't seen in a while after the pandemic, you know, we greet one another and saying, how's this going? You know what I always most usually always say? Do you know I have a son? And you might have seen him. He's actually sleeping right now, taking a nap. If I would have brought him, because I wanted to show him as an example. This is our experience, even in the human realm. He'll be 1 year old in a month, but he's growing. He's big, and he's very happy. He has life, and you know, my wife and I, we didn't do anything per se to cause him to grow, except to feed him, make sure he sleeps, change his diaper. But he just grew. Actually, if you see him, he's pretty big for his age. He's at 8 months, he was wearing 12-month clothes, and now at 11 months, he's wearing 18-month clothes. So he's a big boy. And I hope later throughout this week, in this last few days, just come and say hi to him. You just realize he's our only child right now, but we wanted to impress him, even if he doesn't really realize it. This is even his being here at the first summer school of truth. His name is Landon. He's in God's family. And even he's not regenerated. This is what we'll cover today. Our first experience of life, regeneration. But you would hope that when we receive God's life, we're in God's family. So hopefully, please turn to your outline. This is page 10 and 11. And maybe we can read the title all together. Okay? Page 10, the message 4. Everyone have it? Let's read the title together. First experience of life, regeneration. Again, the first experience of life, regeneration. And then go to page 11, the second page, and we'll start with the last outline point, Roman numeral 6. Okay? Everyone have it? Go. Regeneration is the center of God's complete salvation and the beginning of God's salvation in its organic aspect. So regeneration, some of you may have heard this. You know, maybe you've heard of being saved, being born again. This is a word that is the first experience of life. And even as we read, this is the beginning of God's salvation. Okay, we all need a beginning. And if you consider, we're all in school, if you're a student. And even, you know, who's going to seventh grade? Raise your hand. This fall, who's going to seventh grade? Who's going into eighth grade? Okay? You realize that you didn't just start. You didn't just wake up this morning and think, I think I'll go to seventh grade. I'll go to middle school. We had to start, most likely either with preschool or kindergarten. I mean, even if you have friends who skipped a grade, in the experience of life, this is the beginning. You can't skip this step. We all need to receive a new life. Okay? We've all been born with the human life, but actually, we realize we need another life. And if you haven't received this life, we'll get to it later, we can receive this life even right now, this morning. And so, you know, you just consider in the beginning, who knows what's the first book of the Bible? Genesis, that's right. And what happened in the beginning, in the first chapter of the first book of the Bible? Creation, okay? And you don't have to raise your hand. This isn't school. You can just stay aloud. What were some of the things that God did before he created man? Yes, he made the heavens and earth. He separated, expanded. That's right. Well, what were some of those things? He pretty much made everything else. Made the animals. Water, land. Light and darkness. The air, the light bearers. So when was man created? On the sixth day, after, like Kylie mentioned, after everything was created. So man's first day was after everything had been done. And you just consider, maybe I'll share my experience. Before my son was born, before Landon was born, we prepared almost everything. Enough for maybe more than what he needed, but we got clothes, we got him a bed, even we got him a not just a car seat, we got him a stroller even before he was old enough to be in a stroller. We got the foods ready. This is God's heart towards us. Even before we are saved, he prepared everything. Even in the beginning, before man was created, everything was ready. Everything was prepared. So that when God created man, he just came to enjoy. In the Garden of Eden, everything was all set. Okay? And this is the same thing today. Before you were saved, you know, yesterday they were asked, who received the Lord in the last 2 years? Raise your hand. You know, you didn't just receive the Lord right when you were born, but you made a choice, and I'll get to that in a bit, that everything was prepared in our environment. Maybe you read the Word. Maybe someone spoke something of appreciation. But all things were prepared. And on God's side, he became a man. What's his name? Jesus Christ. And I'll just draw a quick diagram. This is a wire diagram, right? God, he wasn't just in the heavens. This is God. But he became a man. Have you all seen this before? And he lived a human life for how long? 33 and a half years. He lived a human life. He knows exactly how we feel. He didn't just come on the scene, just go to the cross, right? He died for us. And then what happened? He died and he was buried, okay? For how long? 3 days, okay? And then what happened? He resurrected. Amen. He didn't just stay dead. He resurrected. But not only that, what did he do? He ascended. Okay, he was approved by God. Okay, and then now, as the Spirit, he comes into us. Have you all seen this before? This is our spirit. So this is God's preparation. On his side, he's done it all. Okay? So how about let's go to Roman numeral 1 and let's read the first Roman numeral. Okay? Go.
God created man as a vessel to contain and express him.
Yes. Circle the word a vessel. Okay? We're all made humanly. We were born of our parents, and we look like them, right? That was very clear with Isaac and his son. But we are all vessels. Some, we have different capacities. Some are taller, some are shorter. You know, we have different interests, but we're all a vessel. Okay, so I have here, what is this?
Water.
This is a cup. Well, this is a cup. And what's it containing?
Water.
Water that I can drink. And the point is, it's meant to be filled with something. And so we as even young people today, we're always being filled. You just consider what we're filled with. In school, you're being filled with education, right? And then maybe if you enjoy sports, you're on a team, you're filled with, you know, even recreation, all the things we can do. You're being filled with all the outward things. Sports and recreation. Maybe some of you play an instrument. Who plays an instrument? Right? Music. There are so many things. And then today, for better and worse, we have our devices. Everything we hear, everything we see, that's a filling. Okay? But God created man as a vessel to contain and express him.
Amen.
Underline him. We're not made to contain all the other things. We need school. We need to learn. We need to be proper people. But the meaning of our life, the reason why we are made, is to contain and express Him. Okay? And so I'll read the sub-points. Man was created according to God's image so that God could enter into him, just as a hand could enter into a glove. You know, a glove, if it was in the wintertime, I would bring a glove. It's made in the image of a hand. That's what it's made for. You could fill it with rocks. You can fill it with water. You can fill it with dirt. That's not what the glove was made to be filled with. A glove was made in the image of a hand to be filled with the hand. Right? And man was created, B, with a spirit to receive and contain God in order that man may live by him. You know, when we receive God as life, when we're regenerated, I don't know what you think. It's not merely because we are sinners, which we are, because we need a new life, which we do, but actually that man may live by him. Amen. Who has a sibling? Okay? I have one younger brother. Growing up, we moved around, and we lived together with my mom and dad. And when I was in elementary school, we had to share a room. Even we had to share the same bed. We were living together in the same room. And whatever I did affected him. Whatever he did affected me. So you just realize that God wants to be this close to us, even closer than our living, than with our family, with our brothers and sisters. He wants to be our very life. He wants to live in us, and he wants us to live by him, so that he's even closer than our siblings, even closer than our parents, so that even he has a feeling. You know, we touched in our morning times and the days before. The life we receive is Christ, and this life is a person with feelings, with personalities, with an opinion. You know, this time when we're staying here at KPCC, I think almost all of us has a roommate. At least you have a housemate, right? So you have to consider one another. You know, what time to sleep, if to be loud, you know, or doing this and that, whether you want the AC on or you want the AC off, right? Because you live together. God, in the same way, when we receive his life, he has feelings, and we're learning to live by this one, okay? And then letter C, how about everyone read this together?
Putting man in front of the tree of life, signifying God as life, and everything to man.
So in the beginning, we were in Genesis 1, right? In creation, God placed man in front of the trees, okay? And he gave him a choice. So this is Genesis 2. You can write this, Genesis 2, 16 and 17. Okay, Genesis 2, 16 and 17. I'll read it. And Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree in the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Do you remember when the brother placed all the different things that were good and bad? This is one tree. It's all the same tree. And then there was the tree of life. We have a choice. We always have a choice. In the beginning, that's the principle. God gives us a choice. God placed Adam in front of the two trees and gave him a choice. Today, we have a choice. Hopefully, we all had a choice to come to the SST. We all chose and wanted to come here.
Amen.
Okay? We choose to sing. We choose to enjoy the Lord. You know, this matter is for the rest of our life. It's not just in the beginning of the Bible or just at our initial point of salvation that we chose, but actually our entire life. You know, our life is really made up of choices, of decisions. You know, maybe now you may feel a lot of the things are dictated by your parents, but even then, you can choose every day what you want to wear. You can choose maybe what you want to eat, what you don't want to eat. Eventually, you come to bigger decisions. Where do I want to apply for college? Bigger decisions. What do I want to do or become? Okay? Every day, we have a choice. Okay? And like the song we sang, we would choose the tree of life. Apparently, that sounds like, okay, the things of God is not related to my human life. But actually, brothers and sisters, the things that we choose in our human life can be related to our choosing life. Okay? So we need to see we have this choice. Maybe we can write this down by that letter C. We have a choice.
Amen.
Okay? We will not forget. We have a choice. Okay, so this matter of regeneration, of our receiving a new life. So everyone who has a, I'll read letter 2, Roman numeral 2, but everyone read the subletters. So Roman numeral 2 says, the meaning of regeneration is, all together on A. Our being Christians, our being believers, is because we're regenerated. Okay, underline this. He receives a new life. Amen. It's actually starting from, in addition to man's natural life, he receives a new life. Circle it, underline it. This is the point. I hope you would realize this is what it means when we're regenerated. We receive a new life. And you know, when my son was born, we were really happy. We did a lot of things to prepare. There's a lot of experiences, even maybe more for Lisa on her side. We were so happy. But you know, in Luke 15, when there is one person who gets saved, who repents and turns, there is more joy in heaven. The heavens rejoice than over 99 who don't need a repentance. This is not a small thing for us to receive God's life. And this life is not for us. This is for all those around us, you know? And so even, I don't know what you think, you know, if you're with your friends or even just even with the other young people, you might think, what does it mean to be a Christian? And what does it mean to be a brother or sister in the Lord? To be a, you know, we use the word saints, saints, the called saints. It's not by going to the church meetings. It's not merely by just reading the Bible or even just coming to Summer School of Truth. It's by receiving this life. That's it. It's not by promising to do better. It's not by behaving a certain way. The meaning of regeneration and our being Christians, ones who love the Lord, is by receiving God's life. Okay? Even it's letter B, being born anew. Okay? If you have your Bible, this is actually also in your verse sheet. Turn to John 3. We'll read verses together. John chapter 3. It's in the New Testament. It's toward the beginning. Fourth book in the Bible of the New Testament. John, the Gospel of John chapter 3. Okay? And you can follow along. So there was a learned man. He knew the Old Testament. He knew the Bible. His name was Nicodemus. Okay, this is in John 3. And he came to Jesus by night. And he knew a lot about, in a sense, the Word of God. But he wanted to get more teachings. I hope, young people, when we come to the Summer School Truth, we're not just here with the view of, tell me more merely. I just want to learn more only. But that we would not just know, but we would experience this life. And so Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, we know that you, this is verse 2, chapter 3. We know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus had done a number of miracles. So he realized this person is special. So he's like, he comes to Jesus and asks, okay, what do I need to do? Tell me more. Teach me more. Okay? How about sisters, read John 3, 3. Go. Unless one is born anew. And this person asking him, Nicodemus, he was an elderly person. He already had lived a long life. So then he said, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? He was just thinking in the physical sense, I need to go back into my mother's womb? Maybe his mom had passed away already. What did Jesus answer? Brothers, verse 5.
Jesus answered,
So in verse 3, Jesus said, unless one is born anew, we need a new birth. Okay, and then what did he say in verse 5? Unless one is born of water and the Spirit. That refers to our regeneration. Water refers to our baptism. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, in the physical realm, back to my son, I always use him as an example. Why is Landon my son? What did you say? Yeah. Because I'm his dad. He was born of me and Lisa. He has my life. In the same way, okay, now let's all together, let's read verse 6.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
So our first birth is flesh, okay? Born of flesh is flesh, born of our parents. And the second, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And I don't know if you noticed this, you know, in the Bible, when it's being translated into English, it's difficult to find, is this referring to the Holy Spirit or our human spirit? But do you notice in John 3:6, in the recovery version and on your verse sheet, there's the capital S spirit and there's the lowercase spirit. The capital S spirit refers to the Holy Spirit, right? And the lowercase spirit refers to our human spirit. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Because we have a human spirit that was deadened, remember when Brother Ricky was saying we had two lives, we started out with two lives, our human spirit can become enlivened when it becomes regenerated. Okay? And so, you just realize the way to be regenerated, actually, well, let me cover this. Now in Roman numeral 5, the riches gained through regeneration. We gain a lot of things. So maybe if you're born of your parents, you know, whatever they have, one day will go to you, right? And that may be a lot, that may not be that much. But all that we receive of our parents, in a normal sense, is ours. Okay, that's just outward things. But even I was considering, for sure, we look like our parents. You know, if Landon was here, I'd ask him, does he look more like me or does he look more like Lisa? Actually, the answer is both. I've heard both things, whether he looks like me in this respect and looks like Lisa in that respect. But actually, we have our parents' life. So even as we grow up, even as I'm still growing humanly, I realize there are things I do that's just exactly like my dad. And even if you say, I'll never do that, I'll never become like this thing that my parents do, you'd be surprised. Maybe you'll find out you'll do the same thing. Yeah. Not because you learned it from them. They didn't teach it to you. They didn't go to school to how to become like dad or mom. But because you have their life. So one of the things we receive when we receive God's life is we receive his life. And even that sounds repetitive, but we receive his nature, okay? How about let's read the four things. Alternate under the life of God, which includes, and then we'll do brothers, sisters, 1 through 4. Brothers on one.
Nature
of God. Power of the full expression of God. The fullness of God. Actually, you may not realize this, our receiving God means that we're God. Amen. Not to be worshipped, not to be omniscient or all-knowing like God in those respects, but all the different attributes. You know, when we listed different things of being a shepherd, being... there are some things humanly that we all have and we all like to be. Even if you're not regenerated. Everyone aspires to be kind, right? Or to be patient, or to be obedient, to be diligent. Well, I would say Christ, this part, he lived out in his perfect humanity. And that's the life we receive. So I don't know if you've tried this, you as a already in your age, you've tried not to disobey your parents. Or you've tried, you know, not to talk back. Or you try to do all the chores your parents tell you. Who's able to do that? I don't think anybody can, right? No one's hand is raised. You may be able to do it one time, but there are times you just realize, I don't feel like it. I just don't want to do it. But actually, the Lord Jesus, he had so many siblings. He had at least 6 siblings. He was obedient, not just to his heavenly Father, even to his earthly parents. Because then that life is in us. Okay? And then B, the law of life. This life is a principle. Okay? Okay, these are keys. What happens when I drop it? It falls, right? That's the law of gravity. And in a quick way, the law in us, there's a law of wanting to do good, and there's a law of sin and of death. That's what we received from Adam when he ate of the wrong tree. But when we receive God's life, we receive the law of the Spirit of life. Amen. That's letter B. This law transcends all the other laws. It's like getting into a plane, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. The plane flies. With the fuel, it gets from point A to point B. You know, I did a lot of flying, and I didn't have to worry. I didn't have to even pray, Lord, get me from point A to point B. I just got into that plane. I flew to Chicago. I flew to California. I flew back to Boston. We just need to get into the plane. We need to get into our spirit. But this is what we received as the law of life. Okay, the next one I want to cover is actually under C, oh, sorry, D and E, a new heart and a new spirit. So everyone with your Bible, turn to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Okay? Ezekiel 30, that's in the Old Testament towards the end. Chapter 36, verse 26. Okay? And the context is the Lord speaking what he's doing for the house of Israel. He's doing a work of recovering them. Okay? Does everyone have it? Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Chapter 36, verse 26. Okay? Let's read verse 26 and 27. If you need to share with someone else, please do. Okay, ready? We'll read verse 26 and 27. Ready? Go. Yes. So the Lord's here, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. And actually, if we receive the Lord, we have this new heart and new spirit.
Amen.
If you've prayed to receive the Lord, can you say, I have a new heart.
Amen. I have a new heart.
Say, I have a new spirit.
I have a new spirit.
You know, our old heart, our old spirit, was one that didn't love the Lord. Couldn't receive the Lord. But we received a new heart to love him and a new spirit to receive him. Our receiving of the Lord as life, of Christ as life, is not once for all. We're eternally saved and we can never lose our salvation. But every day we have a choice that we need to choose Christ. We need to receive him as life. Okay? And you just consider, you know, humanly, when we're born, you know, we're born with a heart, right? And it develops. And actually, sometimes, you know, if just through living a certain way, eating a certain way, you realize then the arteries or different parts of the heart, they need to be dealt with, right? And maybe you can do it just by exercise, maybe by eating the right foods to try to clear that up. But then eventually, maybe they need to go in. You know, you may have heard this, to do open heart surgery, to come in to connect the different lines. Or maybe even eventually you realize the doctor says, you need a new heart. Okay? And this is, again, just a human example. But even us, before we receive the Lord, we may feel like we're okay. But actually, our heart is not right. And our heart, you know, we need a new heart. And this is automatic when we receive the Lord. We receive a new heart and a new spirit. And we can exercise our new heart and our new spirit every day. You know, this matter of our receiving a life, you know, you'll cover this when you read in your small group. It's not just because we were bad. Not just merely because we were sinful. But we just didn't have God. And so there is no way, you know, growing up I had a dog as a pet. There was no, and we loved him. His name was Cookie. And he was a part of the family in a sense, but he really wasn't part of our human family in terms of being a human. Because he didn't have our life. Much less, he didn't have the ooey life. He didn't have the human life. He was just a dog. And you know, no matter how hard we trained him or, you know, we fed him and all these things, he would still do his own things. Whenever he heard the doorbell, he would always bark. And whenever he saw the other animals, like a squirrel, he would always like run after. We would get pulled away because he had a dog's life. And in the same way, it wasn't because it was good or bad. He behaved well or he didn't behave well. In the same way, it's not our behavior of why we need the Lord. We need this new life. It's because God wants to be our life, and we just didn't have God as life. You know, you consider Adam. Even if he did not partake of the wrong tree, of the tree of knowledge, he would still need God as life. And you may consider, I'm pretty good. You know, I haven't done too many terrible things. I haven't robbed a bank. I haven't cheated on a test. But you just consider, even our thinking, even if we don't do anything, our very thoughts, even in the New Testament, it uplifts God's standard. Even if we, you know, I don't think anybody in this room has murdered. You know, I hope not. But even if, you know, in Matthew, it says, even if you hate, you know, dislike, you have murdered your brother in your heart. I don't think any of us has passed the test. Maybe something, you got so bothered, so frustrated, you just hated something or someone, you know? You just realize, I need another life. I realize, I need another life. Okay? And you do realize it's so simple to receive God's life. The first experience is like, it's like a snap of a finger. It's just by opening our mouth, calling his name. I'll give you an example. Okay, you know, I mentioned in the first Roman numeral, we're all vessels, right? I think some of you have seen this, but I think this is still awesome. What is this?
Coke.
A Coke can. And it contains, okay? And it's sealed up, right? This may be like us. We're born different ways. Maybe somebody's like a Coke bottle, or maybe you like seltzer or something. But actually, when we receive God as life, we opened. Okay? All right. So brothers, got to turn up the mic. I can only do this once. Hopefully you can get my points. Okay. Ready? When we opened, here we go. Did you all hear that? That's it. I just opened it, right? The Coke was open just like that. Just by opening. And then what happened? Then the air got in. It didn't have to, I don't know, go to meetings for a year, learn something. Just by opening, right? In this sense, there was this tab, which in this case is our mouth, right? In Romans says, with the heart there's believing, with the mouth there's confession unto life. And so, even if you just consider, maybe we can end in this way. If you've never received the Lord, and even our receiving the Lord, like I mentioned, is not once for all. So we could all do this. If you would like to receive the Lord, okay, we could all close our eyes, all right, just so we wouldn't be distracted. That's not a requirement, but Even if we close our physical eyes, we can just be open to the Lord. If you would like to receive this life, it's so simple, okay? You can repeat after me, okay? And then even for those who have received the Lord, you could also follow along, all right? Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I open to you.
I believe in you.
Lord, I need a new life.
Lord, I confess my life is not enough.
Lord, forgive me of my sins.
Come in as my life.
Fill me, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I give myself to you.
Thank you, Lord. It's so simple, right? If we really, not just said those words, really opened our hearts to the Lord, that then we receive the new life. Amen. We receive God as life, okay? And even with your pen, you can just write, if you haven't written notes already, just write today's date, okay? This matter of our receiving the Lord is as simple as my opening of the Coke can. You can write today's date. And then you hope you would save your outline. You would just, it would be a remembrance, a memorial. This is when I prayed to receive the Lord. Amen. This is the start. Again, not to promise, okay, I'll never talk back to my parents again. I'll never, I don't know, do this or that. But this is just to open to let the Lord in as our life. This is not a small thing. This becomes the beginning. This becomes the start, the first experience. Even what we heard yesterday, what we'll continue to hear for the other days, if we haven't received the Lord, all the other lessons won't be as real to you. You cannot experience it because we haven't received Him. Okay? So I hope we would be impressed, even our appreciation uplifted of what we have received. Okay? Maybe we can end in this way. The end, there's the focus statement. Okay? Let's read it all together. And then the brothers will tell us what to do. Ready? Go.